Now on to our final game. It's lightning fill-in-the-blank. Each of our panelists has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, what are the scores?
Roy has 2. Amy has 1. Tom has 4.
What?
Grief. Well, that means, Amy, you are in third place, so you're going to be up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, House Oversight leaders said that former National Security Advisor blank may have broken the law.
Michael Flynn.
Right. This week, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen began campaigning for the next round of blank's presidential elections.
France.
Right. France. Following protests, Ann Coulter announced she was canceling her planned speech at blank.
Berkeley.
Right. On Monday, a California man driving a van that said sex, drugs, and rock and roll on the side was arrested for blank, blank, and blank.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
No, he's arrested for knives, drugs, and tear gas. On Wednesday, this week, tennis great blank accidentally revealed she was pregnant on Snapchat.
Serena Williams?
Serena Williams. An airport in England was put on high alert this week after two men blanked.
After two men, airport in England was put on high alert after two men fainted.
Right. No, they pretended to be suitcases and crawled along the baggage chute.
I can't believe I missed that.
They entered the airport late at night and they crawled into the checked baggage chute, you know, the one to put your bags to go into the back. And they made their way down the conveyor belt for several hundred feet before being stopped by security.
Is awesome.
Yeah. They were detained overnight. They may face serious jail time. Things could have ended worse for the two men. They could have made it all the way into the terminal and gotten on a United flight. Well, they got off easy. Bill, how did Amy do on our quiz?
She got 4 right, 8 more points. Total of 9 gives her the lead.
All right.
Yeah.
Roy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. This week, the Freedom Caucus agreed to back a revised plan to repeal blank.
Obamacare.
Right. On Tuesday, a judge in California blocked President Trump's call to strip blanks of federal funding.
Sanctuary cities.
Right. This week, President Trump announced a new tariff on lumber imports from blank.
Canada.
Right. A tech company unveiled plans this week to use blanks to provide security at parking lots and shopping malls.
Drones.
No, crime-fighting robots.
Ah.
This week, a California man was arrested for being drunk and disorderly after he blanked in a Silicon Valley parking lot.
He drove around in the lot going, beep, beep, beep,
nope.
Beep. No.
He beat up a crime-fighting robot.
No.
New evidence uncovered Wednesday revealed maybe that blanks arrived in North America 100,000 years earlier than previously thought.
People.
Yeah.
It makes me feel that much older.
It should. A Kansas turkey hunter impersonating a turkey to attract turkeys did such a good job that he blanked.
had a little bunch of turkeys.
No. He did such a good job impersonating a turkey trying to attract a turkey that he was shot by another hunter who was trying to hunt turkeys.
I should have thought
In fact, that. Both men were imitating turkeys.
Ooh.
They knew each other but didn't know they were hunting in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So they were sort of going, turkey call, I can't do it. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I think that was an Elmer Fudd routine.
And they got closer and closer. Oh, my God, it's a big turkey. And one of them fired first.
Oh, no.
It's a weapon. It's a duck. It's a weapon. It's a duck.
No.
Bill, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Only he got 4 right.
Oh, my gosh.
Points, but he had 1 to go, so he's got 10 and slipped into the lead.
Mm. All right, so that means that Tom means how many to win?
Well, 3 to tie and 4 to win.
This
All right.
is the lowest scoring game ever.
Here we go, Tom. This is for the game. This week, President Trump and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced Trump's new blank plan.
Tax reform.
Yeah, on Tuesday, the chair of the FCC announced plans to roll back blank rules.
The internet access rules.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's called net neutrality, but that's essentially what it is. This week, it was announced that passengers who give up seats on blanks overbooked flights could now receive up to $10,000.
On United.
Right. During her trip to Germany, blank was booed by the attendees at an economic conference.
Oh, Ivanka.
Right. This week, thousands of bags of frozen hash browns were recalled because they contained blank.
Broccoli.
Parts of golf balls.
Even worse than broccoli.
On Wednesday, Sports Network blank laid off dozens of its employees and on-air talent.
ESPN.
Right. Best known for Silence of the Lambs and Stop Making Sense, among other movies. Director Blank passed away this week at the age of 73.
Jonathan Demme.
Right. This week, a 7-year-old boy was accused of forging a note from his teacher that said blank.
Your boy does not have to attend school for the rest of the year because he's done such an amazing job.
That's good, Tom, but think bigger. The note read, quote, "Dear parents, Nathan has been doing good in all his classes except for video game class." Oh, it goes on. "If he does not stay up all night playing video games, he will get kicked out of school. Start letting him stay up all night and start tonight. He can play anything, computer, Wii, iPod, iPad, phone, and any other electronic from the school."
Oh, I love this kid.
Good kid.
Wow.
Bill, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, he needed 4. He got 6.
Whoa!
And his total of 16 is very high. He's the winner tonight.
You're the winner, Tom. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.